हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शान्तिः। As I said before, Vidyaranya Swami in these recent verses presents his teaching in the form of giving answers for questions expected from Purapakshis. He himself assumes some questions and he answers those questions. Actually, there's no Purapakshi sitting in front of him asking a question. Suppose he assumes that Purapakshi might ask this question and he answers. So by way of answering the assumed doubts of Purapakshis, he clarifies our understanding. So the 41st verse which we saw last, what he assumes from Purapakshi and what he answers is, anyway, Advaita Jnanam alone will give us moksha. Moksha is only in Advaita Jnanam. Moksha is only in understanding the fact of non-duality of the reality. All that is, there is only the truth. Absolutely, what is real is non-dual reality, or non-duality is absolutely real. And even though duality is experienced, inevitably experienced, still duality is mithya. It's only seeming empirical reality, apparent, but it is not real absolutely. In understanding what is absolutely real, we also cognitively resolve the duality, world of duality. We also resolve our own individuality. Thereby, we resolve all the problems centered on I also, which is moksha. Therefore, ultimately, moksha is in having clear vision of the non-duality of the reality. So, Advaita Jnanameva Moksha Sadhanam. Advaita Jnanam itself is Moksha. That was made very clear repeatedly before. So, here he assumes that this Purapakshi, it is possible for somebody as Purapakshi to come with this doubt. What is that? Only if the Dvaitam is a samsara, as long as Dvaitam is experience of duality, there is samsara. So, if we remove, completely knock off the world of duality, then what is only non-dual reality, then there will be moksha. So, why can't we? Because it's very difficult to say the duality is as good as non-existent. Dvaita prapancha is as good as non-existent. Experience of duality is as good as non-existent. It is mithya. It is not satyam. And it's very difficult to say that. Therefore, Advaita Jnanam doesn't seem to be practical. So why can't we Just like in pralayam. In pralayam, completely the duality gets knocked off. So, like in sleep, duality gets completely knocked off. Then there's no samsara. So it's possible to undo this. So that is what the Purupakshis said. Why should we not completely knock off the world of duality? Why does he assume this doubt from a Purupakshi? Because in Yoga Shastram, there is a sutram. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yogaha. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yogaha. Nirodha means obstruction, obstructing something from happening is Nirodha. Rudh Dhatu Niruddhyate Nirodha means obstruction, obstructing. So Chitta Vrittihi, Chittasya Vrittinam Nirodha, Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Obstructing all the thoughts from rising, keeping them resolved, knocking the thoughts off or resolved. Is yogaha. If we remove completely all the thoughts, how can we remove? We can't remove. We can have these thoughts resolved. We can knock this, drop these thoughts, all these thoughts. Once all the thoughts are put to sleep, then there is no manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, there won't be experience of duality. That's what happens naturally in sleep, during death, even pralaya. So, what is naturally happening? We don't need to make any efforts. Effortlessly, naturally, there is a time duality resolves, again duality becomes manifest. That is Ishvara Srishti. Whereas here, this sutram can be misinterpreted. They can say what? Let us practice meditation. As a result of practicing Ashtanga Yoga and practicing seriously meditation, have all the thoughts resolved. Then you are putting your mind to sleep. So consciously, effortfully, we are putting the mind to sleep, which means all the thoughts are resolved, negated. When all the thoughts are resolved, then there can't be manifestation of knowledge. Then there is no experience of duality. Then there will be, when the thoughts are resolved, then the dvaitam is resolved, duality is resolved. Then what is there is only advaitam brahma, advayam brahma, non-dual reality. So why can't we attain moksha like this? Okay. Some people find, okay, duality, samsara is inevitable in the perception and experience of duality means. Why can't we really knock off duality just by practicing meditation, putting the thoughts to sleep? For that, Avidyarani Swami gave an answer in the previous mantra. The 41st mantra. Let us see the mantra again. Pralaye tannivruttau tu guru shastradya bhavataha virodhi dvaita bhavepi nashak Kyambodhumadvayam. Pralayeta nivruttau tu guru shastradya bhavataha virodhi dvaita bhavepi nashakyambodhumadvayam. He says, if we can resolve the duality by making efforts, We're just putting the thoughts to sleep. If we can resolve the duality, then we can have moksha. We can have the what will be is only non-dual reality. So he says, we don't need to make efforts at all. Effortlessly, naturally, there is a time this nowhere known duality is resolved. Again, naturally, the nowhere known duality, the world of duality, again becomes manifest. It is naturally happening in sleep. We don't need to put our thoughts to sleep for that. So he gives example. Even if we think that is the solution, okay, putting the mind to sleep, dropping all the thoughts for good, thereby resolving the duality, will help us have the knowledge of non-dual reality. If we think, then still we are wrong. And he says, why? Because pralayeta nivruttautu. In pralaya, without any effort, without practicing meditation and all that, pralaya, every day when mahapralayam takes place also, everything resolved, duality is resolved temporarily. In sleep also, every day duality is resolved. Pralaye tannivruttau. Tannivrutta means when the duality is resolved in sleep. Then what happens? Virodhi dvaita abhave api. This dvaitam is our virodhi. The duality, the perception of duality, experience of duality itself is not our enemy. But what is the enemy? What that which causes pain, suffering is our enemy. And what causes pain, what causes suffering, what contributes for samsara is not the perception of duality or experience of duality. It is our view of duality. When we mistake the duality to be real, that erroneous perception of duality to be real is the cause of samsara. So he says, even though you say dvaitam is our virodhi, dvaita abhave api, pralaye tannivruttau, even though when the duality is resolved, eliminated temporarily, dvaitam is not there, duality, experience of duality is not there in pralaya, still advayam bodhum na shakyam. Still, even though all our experiences resolved, the nowhere known duality is resolved, experience of duality is resolved in pralaya, it is not there. But what is not there? What is not possible? Advayam bodhum na shakyam. Bodhum, to know, infinitive. Advayam bodhum na shakyam. Shakyam means possible. Na shakyam, not possible. It is impossible, it is not possible to know non-dual reality, Brahma. Simply putting the thoughts to sleep will not give us the knowledge of non-duality, non-dual reality. This is the problem. Many people think, put all the thoughts to sleep, practice meditation, have all your thoughts resolved, then you can have the knowledge of non-dual reality. If that is possible, every day in sleep, we all must have jnanam. Simply putting the thoughts to sleep. So, the yogaha, chitta vritti nirodaha, yogaha, the whole world where people are very keen, were very much given to this practice of meditation. Meditation is a beautiful, wonderful discipline. It will help us calm the mind, no doubt. But it will remove the ignorance. It will give us jnanam. Is a really It's a wrong understanding. That is, Vidyadharma answers this. If you, by putting the thoughts to sleep, by knocking off all your thoughts, by knocking off this experience of duality, if you think you can have Advaya Brahma Jnanam, Advayam Bodhum Na Shakyam, it is not possible to have the knowledge of non-dual reality. Why it is not possible to have the knowledge of non-dual reality or non-duality of the reality when the thoughts are knocked off after practicing meditation, having all the thoughts resolved? Why is it not possible to have the knowledge of non-dual reality? Because whenever all the thoughts are resolved, when duality is temporarily resolved, then there is no Guru Sishya duality. There cannot be Guru. There cannot be teacher. There cannot be teaching. There cannot be Shastram. There cannot be Sishya. There won't be disciple. I am the disciple is not possible. All this will be resolved. So teaching is not possible. So Shastra Pramanam cannot be operated. There won't be Pramata. There won't be Pramanam. There won't be Prameyam. Therefore, Jnanam is not possible. So in sleep, operating the Shastra Pramanam is not possible. We cannot operate even our own sense organs in sleep. Even your own sense organs are not operated in sleep. They're all non-functional. How can we operate the Pramanam called a Shastram? And without operating the Pramanam and the Pramata being not there, the Sishya being not there, there's no Guru Sishya. There's no teacher, there's no teaching possible. So how can there be Jnanam? Simply having all the thoughts resolved, thereby temporarily knocking off the experience of perception of duality, in no way will contribute or no way help contribute for the attainment of knowledge of non-duality, non-dual reality. In no way it will help us have any Jnanam. In fact, this is what we understood very clearly when we understood meditation or the topic of meditation. We understood, is made very clear, meditation is only a mental activity. Any activity is actually product of Ajnanam, ignorance. So meditation also being product of ignorance, any karma, it cannot remove ignorance. Second thing, meditation can be practiced before the attainment of knowledge for disciplining the mind, after the attainment of knowledge for assimilation of what we have understood. Therefore, meditation cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, in the result of meditation, as a result of meditation, even if you put all the thoughts to sleep, even if you have samadhi experience, nirvikalpa samadhi experience or vikalpa samadhi experience we can have, like in sleep, like in pralaya, like in death, like in mahapralaya, you can have all the thoughts resolved temporarily, you can resolve the duality temporarily, but it will not remove ajnanam. Therefore, advaita brahma jnanam is not possible. Advayam bodhum na shakyam. It is not possible. So, you made it very clear. We saw which in the previous class. Let us see the new verse now.
Abadhakam sadhakancha dvaitam ishvara nirmitam.
42nd verse, 4th chapter.
Abadhakam sadhakancha द्वैतमीश्वर निर्मितम् अपनेतुमशक्यं चेत् चेति आस्ताम् तद्विष्यते कुतः अबाधकं साधकञ्च द्वैतमीश्वरनिर्मितम् अपनेतुमशक्यं चेति आस्ताम् तद्विष्यते कुतः.
He says, Dvaitam Ishvara Nirmitam. So here he makes it very clear. Dvaitam Ishvara Nirmitam. This perception, this world of duality, the knower known duality. I am the knower, the world is there. As object of my experience. In this experience of world of duality, there is experience of plurality. So this knower known duality or dvaita prapanchaha, this duality is not our creation. It's not our creation means what? We are all here as part of this world of duality. Dvaita prapancha, in dvaita prapancha we are all here. So we are not, we have not created, we cannot create the world of duality. Then it has been created by whom then? This world of duality is created by Ishvara. Ishvara Nirmitam. What does it mean? Ishvara Nirmitam. When you say the world of duality is created by the Lord, what it means is this experience of duality, this Dvaita Prapanchaha, is possible because of the manifestation. It is the manifestation of knowledge. And the manifestation of knowledge, the manifest knowledge is Ishvara. And the source of manifestation of codes is the Swarupa of Ishvara, which is the very truth, Ishvara. And it is naturally happening. There is a time the world of duality remains resolved. There's non-dual experience, the Advaita Anubhavaha. And there is a time the world of duality becomes manifest. Again, Dvaita Anubhavaha. Constantly, continuously, naturally, effortlessly, we have Dvaita Anubhavaha and Advaita Anubhavaha. There is a time we have Advaita Anubhavaha. Non-dual experience. There is a time and we have Dvaita Anubhavaha. Both experiences are possible. So, in waking state, there is Dvaita Anubhavaha. In deep sleep state, there is Advaita Anubhavaha. In dream also, there is Dvaita Anubhavaha. But subjectively real experience of duality in dream state, objectively real experience of duality in waking state, and again, there is experience of non-dual. There is non-dual experience also. So, Dvaita Anubhavaha, na Advaita Anubhavaha. Experience of duality, experience of non-duality is constantly, is there for us effortlessly, naturally. So, are we really interested in Advaita Anubhavaha? No. We are not interested in Advaita Anubhavaha. Because we don't need to make efforts. We don't need jnanam for Advaita Anubhava. When we fall asleep, we have Advaita Anubhavaha. We have non-dual experience. There's no knower known duality in sleep. When you wake up, effortlessly we have Dvaita Anubhavaha. And who do we have to make any efforts to fall asleep and to naturally we fall asleep, naturally we wake up, naturally we have this experience. There is a time the whole jagat is resolved. There's a time the whole jagat is available. Therefore, what he says, this dvaita anubhavaha, this experience, the duality, world of duality, dvaitam, ishvara nirmitam. It is not our creation. It is happening because of the blessing of Bhagavan. Blessing of Bhagavan means because of the presence of Bhagavan in the form of the very source of manifestation. Okay. Therefore, when it is not created by us, it is created by Bhagavan. It's Bhagavan's creation means, please again remember, whenever we say it is Bhagavan's creation, effortlessly, naturally, this experience of duality is possible because of the mere presence of blessing of Bhagavan in the form of the truth. That's what is I'm saying. Creation means don't think seriously like creating. Okay. Therefore he says, Ishvara Nirmitam, Dvaitam Ishvara Nirmitam. And this Dvaitam, Abadhakam. Abadhakam means, you know, abadhakam means it is non, it cannot be eliminated. It cannot be removed. It cannot be removed means it need not be removed. It cannot be removed. It need not be removed. So the experience of world of duality, dvaita prapanchaha, this knower known duality, which is actually experience of plurality and experience of pairs of opposite samsara, need not be, cannot be removed. Abadhakam. It need not be knocked off. It cannot be knocked off. Abadhakam. At the same time, not only it cannot be removed, it need not be removed. It's also what he says now, sadhakam cha. This experience of world of duality is very useful. Sadhakam means it serves as a means. Experience of duality serves as a means. Sadhakam. How does it serve as a means? And what it means of what? It serves as a means of knowledge of, means of attainment of knowledge of non-duality. The experience of duality, dvaita anubhavaha, dvaita prapanchaha, perception of duality, experience of duality, this world of duality, need not be removed, cannot be removed, abadhakam, because it is Ishvara Nirmitam, created by Ishvara, it is naturally it is there, we are not creators. Second thing, it is sadhakam cha, it also serves, is very useful, it serves as a means of knowledge, attainment of knowledge of non-duality. How? Only when we have this experience of duality, perception of duality, the teacher is available, Shastram is available, one can remain as a student of Shastram. The teaching itself is possible only in world of duality. So attainment of RG is possible. Not only that, only in this world of duality, dvaita prapancha, practicing all disciplines also is possible. Preparation, mental preparation is also required for jnanam also is possible. So practice of disciplines and preparation of mental preparation the mental preparedness required for jnanam can be attained. Thereby, Shastra Pramanam can be operated. One can study the Shastram. Shastram is available. Teacher is available. Therefore, attainment of knowledge is possible. Therefore, it is sadhakam. Sadhaka means it serves as a means of attainment of knowledge in terms of practicing disciplines, preparing one's mind for jnanam, being able to operation of shastra study is possible, teacher is available, guru is available. All these are possible only in this world of duality. It is sadhakam, it is abadhakam. So in fact, how useful it is. And it need not be, cannot be eliminated. Ishvara nirmitam, dvaitam, abadhakam, sadhakam. At the same time, one more thing he wants to say. We need not, we cannot knock off the duality, experience of duality. But why say need not undo duality? We need not undo the experience of duality in order to attain non-dual reality. That without removing, without changing the sunrise, the rising of sun in the east, without denying our experience of rising of the sun in the east, still we can appreciate the fact of, appreciate the fact that sun does not rise at all, sun does not set at all. Our experience need not, should not, cannot really a problem for the attainment of the knowledge of facts. Experience can be there. Similarly here, even though the perception of duality, experience of duality is there, this in no way stops us, prevents us from attaining the knowledge of non-dual reality. In fact, we must have this experience of duality, perception of duality. We need this world of duality to have the urge of non-dual reality. Why? Because only then the pramanam, the means of knowledge in terms of shastram, can be operated with guru-sishya duality. The teacher taught, duality must be there. Only the shastra pramanam can be operated, then jnanam can be attained. Okay, this much he says in the first line. Then second line he says, apanetum ashakyancha. Having made it very clear, apanetum ashakyam, it is impossible to remove, delete, eliminate the experience of duality, perception of duality. It is impossible to remove the world of duality. Many people want to go and hide somewhere. There are some people who are given to the practice of meditation. They don't want to talk to the world. Always want to go sit, close their eyes and meditate and keep away from everybody. They become very unsocial also. Hiding all the time. That is not jnanam. They may have some, this not is jnanam. That doesn't remove a jnanam at all. So, first he said, abadhakam, sadhakam. Then second and he says, அபனேதும் அசக்கியம். ந சக்கியம் அபனேதும், அபனேதும் அசக்கியம். It is impossible to remove the world of duality. Iti. Therefore, as it is impossible to remove the world of duality, experience of duality, he says, iti cha. Therefore, astam. Astam is what? Let the world of duality be there. It's like saying, we go and stand on the seashore, and you are experiencing the ocean wave difference. You're experiencing the plurality of waves. So let them be there. Let there be experience of plurality of waves. Let there be experience of wave-ocean difference. That experience does not deny, does not prevent you, stop you from understanding the fact of water being the only truth. See what he says. When we say it's Ishwara Nirmitam, it is not our creation, and it cannot be removed, eliminated. So in fact, it is sadhakam. It serves, it's useful, because it serves as a means of attainment of knowledge. Only in the experience of duality is possible, the Shastra study, etc. is possible, attainment of knowledge is possible. Sadhakam, it serves as a means. Therefore, it cannot be removed at all. Ashakyam, dvaitam, the apaneyatum ashakyam. Apaneyatum means to keep away the duality, to remove the duality for good is impossible. Therefore, let the experience of duality be there. Let the world of duality be there. Dvaita prapanchaha, dvaita anubhavaha, be there. So what? Astam. Astam means, no? Astam is let it be. Kutaha tad dushyate, he is asking. To attain jnanam for moksha, why should we not simply study the shastram, the pramanam, and let us live a life also properly to prepare the mind for jnanam? Study the shastram also, and that let us attain jnanam. And we don't do anything with the world. The problem is not centered on the world. The problem is centered on I. But the problem is in our perception. What we need is perspective change, not the changing of the world. We do not change the world. We need not undo anything. We do not change anything. We do not change the perception of duality, give up anything. For our perspective change, we need jnanam. For that jnanam, we need a pramanam. For the pramanam to be effective, we must be mentally prepared. To be mentally prepared, you have to live a disciplined life. We have to follow this way of life enjoined by the shastram. That is what we need. We need. Actually, there's no reason for us. There's no need for us to hate the world. People say, oh, this dvaitam is samsara, world of duality. Experience of duality causes samsara, is bondage. Dvaitam samsaraha, advaitam mokshaha. Therefore, I hate this. So he says, kutaha dushyate tat. Why is it hated? Why is tat, the duality, why is it hated? Let it be. Poor duality, doesn't do anything to you. Tat. Kutaha dushyate. See, dveshaha. Dvish is the root. Okay? Dvishati, hates. Dvishyate, passive verb, is hated. Kutaha tad dvishyate. Kutaha tad dvishyate. Why is this world of duality? Why is the experience of duality, perception of duality, hated by you? Why is it hated? It need not be hated at all. World of duality is not responsible for your samsara. The perception of duality and mistaking the duality to be real is the cause of samsara, for which you must discover what is absolutely real, for which you need to understand the non-dual reality, which is satyam. So, dvaita anubhavaha need not be eliminated, cannot be eliminated for advaita brahma jnanam. Is it clear? Okay. Tat kutaha dushyate. It's a good, it makes you think well, isn't it? Really good.
Abadhakam sadhakancha dvaitamishvara nirmitam apanetumashakyancheti astam tadvishyate kutaha tad dvishyate kutaha. Kutaha tad dvishyate.
That means the dvaitam. Dvaita prapancha, dvaita anubhavaha. Why is the duality hated? It need not be hated. But you need the experience of duality to attain the knowledge of non-dual reality.
Jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyam iti dvidha. Jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyam iti dvidha. Upadadita shastriyam. Atatvasyavabodhanat jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyam iti dvidha upadadita shastriyam atatvasyavabodhanat upadadita shastriyam atatvasyavabodhanat.
Jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyam iti dvidha. Upadadita shastriyam atatvasyavabodhanat. So what he says, we need not work very hard to undo, remove the world of duality, which is Bhagavan's manifestation. We need not, we cannot, we need not, we cannot. But what is samsara? Samsara is not caused by Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. Samsara is caused by Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. There is a Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. We already understood. So Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam does not cause samsara. It means the world of duality, which is manifestation of Bhagavan in the form of knowledge, is not responsible for samsara. Then Jiva Srishta Dvaitam alone is cause of samsara. It means the duality, which is mental projection of the individual. The world is not projection, okay? The world of duality, Dvaita Prapanchaha, there is no one on duality, which is Ishvara Srishtam, manifestation of Bhagavan, is not cause of samsara. But duality, the mental projection of an individual, jiva srishta dvaitam is cause of samsara. And the jiva srishta dvaitam also, he says, now he is discussing the jiva srishta dvaitam, which is cause of samsara. Look at this. Jiva dvaitam tu shastriyam. Jiva dvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyamiti dvidha. Upadadita shastriyam atatvasyavabodhanat. He says, jiva dvaitam dvidha bhavati. Jiva dvaitam dvidha. Jiva dvaitam means the duality projected, which is a projection of an individual human mind. The duality, the projection of individual human mind. Is of two types. That there are two types of jiva dvaitam. One is shastriyam dvaitam, ashastriyam dvaitam. So jiva dvaitam is of two types. Dvidha, jivadvaitam, dvidha. So jivadvaitam is of two types means, what are they? He says, shastriyam, ashastriyam. There is shastriyam, jivadvaitam, and there is ashastriyam, jivadvaitam. Iti, two types. What is shastriyam, jivadvaitam? And what is ashastriyam jivadvaitam? Vidyaranya Swami alone beautifully discusses this jiva srishta dvaitam. He says, what is shastriyam? See, shastriyam dvaitam means in this world of duality, in this dvaita prapanchaha, when we are living here as an individual, isolating oneself to be different from this world, here, if a person is given to following, given to the study of the scriptures, and if a person follows strictly the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. So being given to the study of the scripture, understanding the way of life enjoined by the Vedic Shastra. So following the Vedic way of life. So, and then having entertaining proper attitudes in doing karma, and have entertaining proper attitude in accepting and seeing every situation in life. And if there is a commitment to live a life of values, then what live of dharmas, if a person follows Panchamaha Yajnas in life, and if he values Shastram and he is also Aparish Vedanta Shastramasti Pramanam, and if he has Purushartha, above all he has a Purushartha Nischaya, and if for him he is very clear that Moksha is the choiceless end, and if he is committed to the pursuit of knowledge as the only means of accomplishing the ultimate end moksha, then this dvaitam is what? This world of duality, the experience of duality is what now? Shastriyam dvaitam. For every individual, this is a shastriyam jiva dvaitam. Of course, a person lives in this world as an individual. He is still a jiva. Because being ignorant, of the self, having identity with the body, mind, sense complex, mistaking oneself to be an individual, isolating oneself from the world as a different from the world and different from Bhagavan, when a person lives, there is duality is real for him. But still, if the person has Purusharatha Nischaya and is committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth as the means of moksha, and if he is given to study of the scriptures, he strictly follows the Vedic way of life, and he is given to life of disciplines, and naturally, this is what? Shastriyam Jivadvaitam. This is what is said to be Shastriyam Jivadvaitam. Of course, there is duality, very real for him. But still, Shastriyam, even the life of the world of duality, wherein a person lives his life in conformity with the teaching. Therefore, it is Shastriyam Dvaitam, Jivadvaitam. Shastriyam Jivadvaitam. What is Ashastriyam Jivadvaitam? See, Shastriyam Jivadvaitam means, please remember, the person discovers the Purushartha. Then he understands the means of accomplishing the Purushartha. Then he accepts Shastram as the Pramanam. Then he follows the lifestyle enjoined by the Shastram to prepare his mind for Jnanam, makes all possible efforts to understand the teaching. This is Shastriyam Jivadvaitam. Ashastriyam Jivadvaitam means a person is given to the understanding which contradicts the Shastra teaching. A person lives in this world about duality as an individual, as ignorant individual, isolating oneself from the world. But he is given to the lifestyle, or he follows certain things which contradict the Shastra teaching. How he thinks, I can, you know, suppose if he doesn't have Purushartha, if he's not given to the Shastra, first of all, no Purushartha Nischaya. There's no way of knowing the means of value of knowledge. Therefore, there cannot be commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Therefore, it is not possible for a person to understand the value of the values. So, a person may not be ethical, may not be religious. So, definitely not spiritual. Then he may not live a disciplined life. Because he may do anything to fulfill his desires. He'll be a slave of his desires, emotions. And he may do wrong things. He may be ethical, may not be ethical. Above all, even if it is possible for him to be given to the different other non-Vedic teachings. So he may think, even if a person lives a disciplined life, ethical life, and certain things, he's very disciplined, ethical and ethical, but still he may be given the wrong teaching. He may think, the experience of duality is the means of samsara. Let me knock off the duality by putting all my thoughts to sleep. Let me practice meditation. Let me have samadhi experience. I can knock off the world. Then I can have moksha. He'll be given the wrong understanding. He wants to undo the Ishwara Nimittam Dvaitam. See, the world of the Jiva Dvaitam, wherein a person, the duality wherein an individual lives thinking that he can undo this duality, world of duality, Lord's duality, world of duality, then we can attain jnanam. The person believes that, is given to that such wrong thinking, then that is ashastriyam jivadvaitam. Ashastriyam jivadvaitam. No individual human being who is born in this world can escape the experience of duality. The being born means we are living in the world of duality. How can we undo it? We do not undo it. At the same time, we can convert this world of duality, experience of duality, living in this world of duality as Shastriyam Jivadvaitam. So following Shastriyam Jivadvaitam is what? If a person has Jivadvaitam is there, if Shastriyam Jivadvaitam is there, in due course of time, without undoing anything, one can have perspective change. Okay, just change his perspective without changing anything outside. How he can cognitively appreciate, he can have the vision of non-duality of the reality or non-dual reality. That is what is said here. It's the meaning of the first sentence. Jivadvaitam ti shastriyam ashastriyam iti dvidha. Is it clear? What is shastriyam jivadvaitam? What is ashastriyam jivadvaitam is very clear. Okay. Now, upadadita shastriyam. Upadadita shastriyam. Atatvasya avabodhanat. Upadadita. There's the two prefixes. Upa, a. Dadita. Upadadita. So, Atmanepadam imperative. Upa, a, two prefixes. So, upadadita. Shastriyam dvaitam. Upadadita means, may you take to, may you accept what? Shastriyam dvaitam. It means, may accept Shastriyam dvaitam means, may you take to the dvaitam, the life in this world of duality, following the lifestyle, the teachings pertaining to the Shastram, ordained by the Shastram. Shastriyam upadadita. May you accept, may you take to the teachings, the way of life ordained by the Shastra. Shastriyam means what? Shastriyam dvaitam upadadita. Shastriyam upadadita means Shastriyam dvaitam upadadita. Shastriyam dvaitam upadadita means, may you accept, take to the world, the life living in this world of duality, wherein we can follow everything ordained by Shastram. Following everything, all the teachings ordained by the Shastram, prescribed by the Shastram in this world of duality is what? Being given to, taking to the lifestyle enjoined by the Shastra. Shastriyam upadadita. That's the only way you can protect yourself. In fact, you say, Shastram Sharanam Gacchami. I just surrender myself to Shastram. Nothing else in the world can protect me because nothing else can guide me. What else is there? How can I discover my Purushartha? How can I understand Jnana mean only means attainment of moksha? How can I understand moksha being my choiceless end? How can I prepare my mind? What should I do to prepare my mind? How can I understand what is the nature of reality? Shastram is the only pramanam. So, Shastram Sharanam Gacchami. I just totally surrender myself to Shastram. Try to understand and try to live my life in keeping with the Shastra teaching. That is what is said. Shastram, Shastriyam Upadadita means may you just live a life enjoined by the Shastram. Even to live a life enjoined by the Shastram, there must be Dvaita. It is impossible for us to knock off the Dvaita. He indirectly bangs the idea of dropping all the thoughts and escaping. Because very many people think, remove all the thoughts, finished, duality goes, you are free. You have jnanam. Understand? That is what he says, Shastriyam Dvaitam Upadadita may be given to this lifestyle enjoined by the Shastra. Okay? Why? Now he says, Atatvasya Avabodhanat. Atatvasya Avabodhanat. In fact, Shastriyam Upadadita means just a live a Vedic way of life. That's what is the actual teaching. So that Atatvasya Avabodhanat. Tattvasya Avabodhanam means knowledge of the truth. Tattvasya Avabodhanam means knowledge of the truth. But Atatvasya Avabodhanat. As there is necessity for the knowledge of the truth, for moksha, as there is necessity, as knowledge is necessary, until the knowledge takes place, until the knowledge of the non-dual reality takes place, until the knowledge of the non-dual reality becomes ascertained, we need the Shastram. We need the Pramanam. We need the teacher. We need everything. Therefore, may you be given to the life enjoined by the Shastram. Once knowledge takes place, suppose Tattvasya Avabodaha. Once there is knowledge of the non-dual reality, then we need not worry. The knowledge of non-dual reality, then Shastram has served its purpose. Then there's no need for, then you resolve the duality even with the teacher in Shastram, cognitively. Then, that's why we saw in that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures, all the Vedas are like the reservoir full of water in a place of floods. They serve their purpose. Therefore, until the knowledge rises, we need a pramanam. Therefore, you need to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Actually, in this verse, he just says, the experience of duality or perception of duality, which is naturally, which is manifestation of Bhagavan, need not be, cannot be removed. And in this, when we are given the opportunity to live in this world of duality, we can make this world of duality a Shastriyam, means completely governed by Shastra teaching. So that we need to follow this until the vision of non-duality takes place, becomes ascertained.
Jivadvaitam tu shastriyam ashastriyamiti dvidha upadadita shastriyam atatvasyavabodhanat. Atma brahma vicharakhyam shastriyam manasam jagat buddhe tatve tachaheyam iti shrutyanushasanam. Atma brahma vicharakhyam shastriyam manasam jagat buddhe tatve tachaheyam iti shrutyanushasanam. Atma brahma vichara akhyam shastriyam manasam jagat buddhe tatve tachcha heyam iti shrutyanushasanam.
In this verse, he actually elaborates on previously said shastriyam jivadvaitam. He elaborates on shastriyam jivadvaitam in this verse, which means how an ignorant individual human being living in this world of duality should live his life. How he can convert his life in this world of duality, a life prescribed, enjoined by the Shastram. How an individual human being living in this world as an ignorant individual live his life governed by the Shastra teaching. If a person's life is governed by Shastra teaching, then the life in this world of duality becomes Shastriyam Jivadvaitam Jivanam. Shastriyam Dvaitam. How can we? I had to explain this. I have another class in another 15 minutes. So I'll stop here. I'll see you next week.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.